Hey, you guys. So I wanted to do an episode on hoof care products, supplements, and hoof boots, and my opinion on shoeing. So I hope you guys enjoy. What really matters in life. All right, you guys. So I decided to do this episode because I get asked a lot of questions in person, through my friends when I go to horse shows. People know I went to farrier school and I trim horses. Well, that has ended and I no longer trim horses for the public. I'm just wanting to simply concentrate on my personal horses and goals that I have with my horses, other things that I want to do, things like that. So I just wanted to let everybody know what products I like, what products that I truly believe in that help things. And there are so many good products out there nowadays, it's hard to simply just pick one. And whenever I say hoof care products, I mean as in hoof oils or, let's see, hoof oils, packing, clays, sprays, you name it. And as far as supplements, I really only use supplements whenever I get a new horse, until I get everything internally fixed. Sometimes you need a little help with other things. And hoof boots, I love hoof boots, but I'm very meticulous about which one I like for what the job is it's going to do, whether it's endurance, therapeutic, trail riding. I have different opinions on so many, so this might be a long episode. And whenever it comes to shoeing, basically, I'm not against it, okay? You know, if my horse needs shoes, I'm going to put shoes on my horse until I can properly transition him to barefoot. And if that horse can't go barefoot, that's okay. I'm not going to say, well, every horse should be barefoot. Every horse can be barefoot, because we all know that there is a stigma about breeds that can't go barefoot or things like that. And I just simply don't believe that. I believe it's every individual horse. So here we go. So first things first, I'm going to tell you guys a little bit about a product that I absolutely love whenever it comes to natural products. I try to stay as natural as possible, but if the situation calls for something that's unnatural that I need a little more help with, I will use it. But this is the most natural product that I absolutely love and stand by. And that's the Pure Soul Hoof Mud and the Pure Soul Hoof Wax. So, the Pure Soul Hoof Wax is beeswax based with essential oils, such as coconut oil, raw honey, oregano, lavender, eucalyptus, and thuja. And let me tell you what, this stuff is simply amazing. Now, of course, if you're in a colder environment, I recommend that you have something that other than your fingers to grab it out of the jar or the canister. Maybe like I use like the end of my hoof pick or a butter knife or a popsicle stick to get it out. And then I roll it up in my fingers and smooth it together to warm it up a little bit to soften it to where I'm going to apply it to. And then the hoof mud is absolutely amazing and smells wonderful also. It is so cool, especially with the rainy seasons we get here in South Florida. This past summer, I've had the experience of using this product a lot, especially at work. My boss is all about natural products, and we try to stay as natural as possible there. And it is really cool because it was designed to eradicate bacteria and fungus. So, that being said, there are no fillers, artificial fragrances, or animal byproducts in it. It's, again, it's a bentonite clay based, and has like ACV in it, which is apple cider vinegar. You'll probably hear me use that a lot on this channel. Green tea, oregano leaf, let me think here, golden seal, grapefruit, oregano, rosemary, eucalyptus, tea tree. A lot of these things I use on a daily basis, and they are pretty friggin' amazing. But this hoof mud is pretty cool because when it's a rainy season, you can pack this mud. Obviously, rainy season, you think mud and you think bad, but with the essential oils, it helps prevent. It's like a preventative measure. So if I know it's going to be raining and stuff, I would pack this in my horse's sole of their feet, and it doesn't have to be really thick. And you know, you can get it in the sides of their frog and the crevice of their frog and their toes. If they have a crack, you can pack it in there. It is really cool stuff to use. And like the same thing with the hoof wax, you can pack it, like if you have a horse that's had white line and your farrier has dremeled out all the white line or did a resection on your foot, you can pack the edging of your foot where to the furthest part up that they've done a resection on, you can pack it in there, and that freaking hoof wax, it stays in there for a good while. I tend to leave it in there for 2 to 3 days. Obviously, if you can redo it more, that's awesome. So this product I'm about to tell you about is something new that's recently been brought to my attention within the past year, and it is definitely a cool product and I love it. It's a topical product. It's called the Hoof Doctor. It's 100% all naturals. The main ingredient is based on birch bark extract and other organic oils, which include omega-3s and vitamin A and D. It is a premium care hoof product that is made to help heal most hoof problems. Now, I absolutely love this product, but the only thing I have a problem with is the smell. The birch bark has a very distinct smell. I always joke and say, oh my God, why do I smell marijuana? But I'm telling you, it's not that. It's definitely birch bark, and it's a great product. It really does help with inflammation, which I have noticed personally. It was also created to help with cracks and sole bruises, abscesses, thrush, cankers, seedy toe, and white line. Now, I personally have not noticed a difference within seedy toe, but definitely helps with white line. And it's really, I guess, just a personal preference. Like I said, it's a great product. I just don't like the smell of it. When you use it, like the next day, if you have rubber mats and you apply it to a hoof and it's on your rubber mats after you applied it and you put your horse away the next day, that smell is still there. That's the only thing I don't like about this product, but it's a natural product and it's awesome. It's just the smell that I have a problem with. All right, you guys, so I'm going to move on to one of my very favorite products. It's made by a fellow out of Wellington, Florida, Curtis Burns. I've been using this product practically since it came out and I was introduced to it, and it is absolutely amazing. He actually created the Polyflex horseshoe that was worn on Curlin in 2008 in the Woodward Stakes, Saratoga. And I tell you, I absolutely love this one particular product I'm going to tell you about, simply because I have personally noticed a difference, and it has helped me tremendously with Sprightly and his progress of being a barefoot horse. And, you know, it's one of those things that I'm not really, you know, I don't use it every day, but I definitely stand by it. So the sole solution, it's called Hoof Glass. And they have quite a few products, or I don't want to say quite a few, like 5 products, I think, altogether that they offer. And This normally comes in from your typical 16-ounce canister to a gallon, and I buy it by the gallon because I use a lot of it. Even on horses that I trim, or my personal horses, especially when it rains. So it's just, it's an old-time remedy of like natural ingredients and things like that. There is no particular list of ingredients, but you know, I trust the people I'm buying from, so I don't think it's nothing horrible. It's definitely awesome. You can use it on the coronet band as well, massaging it in. But I always like to make sure my horse's feet are clean and dry before I use it. I don't use it before I bathe. I use it, you know, say after I bathe my horse and they're a little bit dry, then I'll throw it on, or just a typical day of grooming whenever it's really nasty out, because you know we get a lot of rain in South Florida. And they also have like a sugar dine, a copper cleanse, which is like a copper sulfate stuff, and it's pretty awesome as well. I know a lot of people that use these products. I've never tried, I think it's like quarter crack rinse. I've never tried it, but I have heard nothing but good things about it. And then, you know, they have like a sole hardener, but I've kind of had the same results with the hoof glass. It's pretty awesome. So that is definitely one of my favorite products that stays in my barn and we stay stocked up on.
All right. And there's one more that I love for thrush and white line. It's fairly new. It's the Equiderma like thrush and white line treatment. Now, it's very simple, and I actually like the smell of it. Some people would call me weird, but I think it smells like very clean, and there's not like a distinct horrible smell to it. It's just mineral oil, chlorhexidine, neem oil, lavender, essential oil, and it's really simple, you know, just like any other product. You know, you clean it out, make sure it's as dry as possible, and apply it. And it comes in like a squeeze bottle with a cap. And the only thing that I recommend if you buy this product is make sure you don't lose that cap, or buy extras, or have something you can seal it off with, because it does tend to dry out a little bit and you have to constantly shake it to get it to come out and squeeze out the squeeze tube, or squeeze out the tip. But that's really it. It's, so far I've only used it for about 2 months, but I actually really do like this product. I don't like the fact that it's like white, and if you wipe your hands, you know, make sure you have like a napkin to wipe your hands off, like if you smear it in, and or like a popsicle stick or something, because if you get it on your hands and you wipe your pants, it really didn't come out of my pants because I'm horrible about that. It's a bad habit I have, but that's honestly, it's a cool product and I love it.
All right, so moving on to hoof supplements, my very favorite would be Hoof Secret, simply because it's cost efficient and it does its job. It definitely has all of the ingredients required for the horse's body to properly absorb them in order to work and get the hoof growth you are looking for. And that being said, I'm a big person, you know, I'm not totally rich or anything like that, but definitely being cost efficient and it actually working and me seeing it work, I will definitely stand by this product 100%. My next favorite hoof supplement, or overall supplement, would definitely be E3 Live. And E3 Live is a natural blue-green algae, and it has a lot of nutritional value. It's actually harvested out of different lakes. I believe one of the main lakes is in Oregon. I cannot recall the lake off the top of my head, but there are a lot of nutritional benefits, and there's a website called E3 Live for Horses to where you can go in there and read about it and all of the benefits, what it entails. I believe the pronunciation is afamenazin flow aqua. So this is a blue-green algae, and this can actually be a supplement for humans as well. Obviously off of a different website. I'm sure this one wouldn't hurt you either, but I have actually drank the E3 Live, and I love the taste of it. It is amazing. It's very fulfilling. To me, it's got like a copper-like taste, and I love things like that. But this is one thing that I absolutely love. Every time I've taken the supplement, I've felt wonderful. However, it is not as cost-efficient as the Hoof Secret, but it is one of the best, and I have seen true results from this. It's, like I said, it's a little more costly, but it depends on your budget and how far you're willing to go for your horses. I love this stuff. I love the smell of it. I personally love the taste of it. Like I said, this is also a supplement for humans that you can get off of a different website. But the particular website for horses is e3liveforhorses.com. All right, so there are a few others that I would like to talk about, and that's definitely the Life Data Farriers formula. It's a great supplement, guys. It's just the problem I have with it is definitely packaging, because I am in a multiple person barn, and it's hard for me with packaging wise to get certain things and not have them eaten by mice, because we are in an older barn and there are a lot of people in my barn and we all have a certain space where we store our feed. That's the only problem I have with it, but it is a great, effective, cost-efficient supplement. Now, Equinity is one that I have personally used on SJ, which is my mid-age thoroughbred. He's 9 years old. And I've had foot problems with him on and off, gut problems with him, and Equinity is something that I like to keep him on, because it just really, I really truly believe that it helps him and his overall, how could you say it, overall health. I definitely love it. I have for sure seen a huge improvement in his hoof growth with it. I don't really feed him anything else other than my own personal ulcer relief that I make from herbs. And the last but not least is the Farnam's Hoof Shoer Secret. You could probably, this is probably the one of the most common ones that you'll see on the market. That being said, like, it's sold at Ace Hardware, that have an equine section, Tractor Supply, all your general feed stores, things like that. I have personally never had experience with Platinum Hoof Support through Platinum Performance. That's just a company I've never really dealt with. I wish I could. I wish I could try it. But I've heard very good things from friends, people at the racetrack. I have friends that have Gypsy Banners and they have their horses on it and they love it. But it's something that I've never had experience with, so I will just stop there talking about hoof supplements. And those are the ones that I enjoy and I like and I've heard good things about. So we will move on to the next segment, which is definitely going to be one of my favorites. Now moving on to hoof boots, the great subject of hoof boots. Now, I have gotten a lot of questions because I've experimented with so many, whether it's therapy, performance, you name it. I have tried like so many hoof boots, and I will tell you, I definitely have two favorites, my go-tos as far as performance, and I have one as far as therapy. So we will address that starting now. All right, so hoof boots. I love hoof boots to a certain extent, but I'm not afraid to put shoes on my horse if I need them. Now, that being said, I believe it's really a personal preference. I'm not going to argue with anybody. I'm not looking to argue with anybody. But, for instance, my horse, Sprightly, the love of my life, when you put shoes on him, you have to sedate him. It's a nightmare and he hates it. So I tried to find an alternative that was easier for both of us, less stressful for him. I don't know why. I mean, he has clean x-rays for his age at 20 years old. he has, let me tell you what, I have had him x-rayed from head to toe, and this horse, it just amazes me how clean his x-rays are at his age. And whenever I started using hoof boots for him, I've tried like everything out there. Oh, you know, try the Cavallos, try Scoots, try Renegades. Oh my God, I've heard every name out there. But the one that I absolutely love for all of my horses is the Renegade. Simply because the durability, the how long they last is pretty awesome. And I have a lot of favorites. I love the Scoot boot too. There are others that I love for therapy as well, but my definitely go-to would be the Renegade hoof boot. So Renegade hoof boots are pretty awesome. They have two different styles. They have regulars and Vipers, and the only difference is the Viper has a little bit more of a slim fit, and they're measured, they're more accurate whenever you measure them. They go down to millimeters for sizing, whereas the others are just like a basic fit for your normal shape foot, like a normal shape front foot or a hind foot. Now, in the way that they tighten is a Velcro strap with cables, and you can adjust the cable whether you need to loosen it or tighten it for a perfect fit. Like I said, there are videos on their website or on YouTube, and their customer service is amazing. So if you've never fitted your horse for hoof boots, I definitely recommend that you go on their website and reach out to them on fitting. I believe you can send them pictures and a video of you measuring your horse's foot for a more secure fit. Now, if you're confident, you know, you can measure them yourself and go by the chart. And that's how I do it, because I've had so many pairs of them. And I know how they fit true to size. Now, I've used these on rehab horses as well as endurance. I've actually, whenever we did the Canter for a Cause event at Gulfstream Park last year in Hollandale, that's a racetrack for those of you who don't know, where you go and it's a fundraiser to raise money for the Thoroughbred Aftercare Alliance. And we went, and whenever you go on the racetrack, it is a very deep track, and you get to canter or gallop counterclockwise. They don't let you go the normal way, just for safety reasons. But we actually galloped the whole backside in the first turn. So we're going counterclockwise, so this would be your first turn. But we galloped counterclockwise that little stretch there. And these boots were awesome. I didn't have any mud packed in the tip of the toes. It didn't rub him raw. I didn't have a problem with him tripping or anything like that. And this was literally, I was like, you know what, I'm going to do this as an experiment. And it was so much fun. And I don't really have any negative things to say about these boots, other than I wish they came in different, other colors than they have. So I really love them. I know a lot of my friends down here in South. Okay, so now we're going to move on to Scoot boots, and I'm going to tell you that, you know, though Renegades are my absolute favorite hoof boot, I love, 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 love the Scoot boots, and they have a couple different websites. I believe, like fitters or wholesalers can start their website, their sales rep. But if you just Google Scoot boots, there are a few different websites. I have actually personally purchased from Scoot Boots USA, and I've also purchased from tryscootboots.com. And I love both of these websites. These boots are probably the most, how would you say it, the least bulky hoof boot I've ever had experience with. As far as hardware and the way they fit your horse's feet, it's not going to add, you know, like a lot of extra like lumpiness to it. They also, their representatives will help you fit and size the hoof boot itself. And they're very nice. Both of these companies are awesome to deal with. And I know there are quite a few groups on Facebook that you can go on, and people will help you, like if you have problems with sizing or anything like that. They come in regulars and slims. I use, like for instance, on one of my horses, I use Strictly Scoot boots. They fit SJ great. I've actually cantered a barrel pattern in them. Other than that, I've used them on trails, going on asphalt parades, things like that. They'll definitely help with the slipping on the concrete and stuff like that. But again, it's just what you prefer. And like I said, these are the least bulky. They're very popular in endurance. As far as durability, I think they're awesome. But I still, Renegades are still my go-to. Especially if I'm on a budget. The Scoots tend to wear a little faster, but they do last a long time. I'm not saying that, oh, you know, you're going to use them for a couple months and they're going to go bad. But whenever you ride endurance and you ride a lot, they seem to me, personally, I think they wear a little faster than the Renegades. But they are a great, great boot. I've had quite a few pairs of them just simply because I love variety and just sometimes things fit other horses better. But these are my go-to boot for SJ. The only reason I don't use these on Sprightly regularly is because he does have a scar, and the way they are fit to the foot, it rubs on a scar. But other than that, these boots are amazing. So as far as therapeutic boots, I absolutely love the Easy Boot Cloud. And they're great boots. They come with the inserts or the padding that goes in them. You can select like the thickness and things like that. They are pretty awesome for therapeutic use. Or a horse that you have that is just hand walking and is coming through like a different type of injury, like a coffin bone fracture or a bad abscess. I love these boots. Now, as far as other therapeutic boots, the only one I use is the Soft Ride, but you have to remember these boots were designed specifically for trailer rides. So they're great. They're meant for standing. They're not meant for performance or trail riding or anything like that. But I love these boots as well. I use them whenever I haul certain horses in a stock trailer, just because we don't put shavings in our stock trailer because of the footing and the flooring in it. But they're great boots. Both of these I recommend for therapeutic uses. It just depends on, you know, like I said, like what the injury is or why you're using them. So I hope that helps. And again, thank you for listening. All right, the great debate of horseshoeing. This is simple. If I feel when a horse needs shoes or glue on shoes or boots, I'm going to do what I feel is necessary. I'm going to take in other information from other professionals, and we're going to see where that horse needs to go. But as far as performance in certain disciplines, yes, I feel that you need shoes. Certain disciplines you can use boots in. However, other disciplines you can go barefoot in. It just depends on that specific horse. I'm not against shoes at all. I'm not against glue-ons. I'm not against boots. I'm not against barefoot. I love it all. It just depends on the specific needs of that particular horse. Now, fight me, but that's just how I feel. And I've seen all different types of situations, all disciplines. It really just depends. And you're going to have people that argue with you whether you're barefoot or you put shoes on your horse. But it's seriously the health and well-being of your horse, how your horse is interacting with shoes or without shoes. You have to go from there and make your own personal opinion and take in the opinion of your healthcare professionals, whether it be your farrier or your veterinarian. Now again, this is simply my opinion. I'm not telling you your horse has to have shoes or your horse needs to go barefoot. It's specifically what your horse needs in general. So guys, that wraps up this podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I'm looking into other subjects as we speak. Again, this is all new to me, so I hope this podcast helped you, and I hope to hear your feedback soon. My Instagram is Sprightly Walker, and my email as of now is still sprightlywalker@gmail.com if you have any input or questions. And I hope you guys enjoyed it. Again, I hope you all have a Merry Christmas or Hanukkah or Christmas Hanukkah, as my best friend says.